More now on the nomination of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. One Republican senator who expressed hesitation about that nomination is Sam Brownback of Kansas, and he joins us now from Capitol Hill. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's good to join you.
Ms. Myers paid a call on you this afternoon. You got to talk with her. After that conversation, have you concluded that you might vote for her, might vote against her, still undecided?
I'm still undecided at this point in time. It was a good conversation. I enjoyed the conversation, got to know her better. But this is a process of due diligence on the part of the Senate, and it's a separate process for us from the president, who he nominates. We advise and consent, and right now trying to put together the portrait of who exactly is Harriet Myers.
And is the essential problem for you that you are not persuaded of what she thinks about Roe versus Wade and that it should be overturned?
Well, clearly we don't know her viewpoint on that issue or any number of others, marriage, God in the public square, private property rights. And the frustrating thing about it is in this process we're in right now to get somebody confirmed, it seems as if we can't know. And yet those are such critical core issues to what's taking place in the country. So we're left trying to piece together, best you can, a judicial philosophy from the candidate.
Well, did you ask her? Do you regard, say, Griswold versus Connecticut, which overturned the ban on contraceptives? Do you believe that settled law? Could you ask her a pointed question like that?
Well, I did talk about Griswold and ask her about that. And we discussed Justice Roberts' answer to it. But she didn't articulate positions on any issues.
Justice Roberts told the Judiciary Committee that the Constitution does guarantee a right to privacy. Did you ask her about that, and does she agree with that proposition?
I did not ask her about that specific. I thought the better route to do would be to go through Griswold and to try to determine a viewpoint from there. But she said these are live issues coming up in front of the court and wouldn't articulate a position.
Judge Roberts impressed a lot of people who might disagree with him on the substance of many issues as a person of tremendous training and intelligence. Did you come away equally impressed with Ms. Myers?
Well, Justice Roberts, in legal terminology, is a rock star. This is a guy that's been up in front of the United States Supreme Court over 30 times as a litigant, won 25, I think, of those cases. Most lawyers dream of having one case that they win in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. So this is going to be a very tough act to follow for as far as just capacity, because he really is an extraordinary individual, an extraordinary lawyer.
Well, work the metaphor for us. If he was a rock star, what is Harriet Myers?
Well, I don't know that I could put her in that category. I know for myself personally, I would hate to follow him. This would be like following the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and I don't think anybody can remember who did that.
Can you imagine voting against your party's president, George Bush's nominee to the Supreme Court? Is it a possibility right now?
Yes, it is.
And if the president were to call you and say, Senator Brownback, I need you. The party needs you right now. Your vote could be the difference between rejection and approval in the Senate. Could you still see voting against her?
Well, I need to know more of what he knows about her. And this is a separate process for us. And there is so much that rides on the line of this nominee. This is why a number of people are involved in the political process. This is could possibly, probably will be the swing vote on any number of key cases. And it's not just in this year. Mm-hmm. We've seen a past pattern where people without a set judicial philosophy go on the bench and veer left over time. I need to know what's the basis of his view that will not happen in this nominee.
Quick, short answer question. Regardless of how you vote in the end, are you disappointed with this nomination?
Well, I think there was a chance to have a real discussion with the country. She may turn out to be an outstanding jurist, but we've missed probably that chance to have this debate with the discussion with the country.
Senator Brownback, thanks a lot for talking.
Thank you.
Senator Sam Brownback, a Republican of Kansas, talking about his meeting today with Harriet Myers, President Bush's nominee to the Supreme Court.